Hello.
Good morning. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
Who's funding the opinion poll?
Well, we're not told, so we don't influence your opinions, but we're an independent research company.
I'm sorry, so repeat the first question.
Yes. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
I don't believe so.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Independent.
Thank you very much. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
The first one.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your main racial background? Is it African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, White or Caucasian, or Hispanic?
I don't believe in race.
This is just for classification purposes.
I don't believe in being classified.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
The second one.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
What defines the community?
In general, we don't have more information here, so I cannot tell you. Depends on how you interpret that question.
Okay, so if I consider community as the world, unstable. If I consider it as the country, extremely unstable. If I consider it as the state, fairly stable. And if I consider it as my town, extremely stable.
So how would you respond to the question? Would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm going to assume that this is based on a presidential election poll, so they're asking for the nation. So I'm going to say extremely off track.
Thank you very much. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Is it illegal immigration?
Lowering taxes.
Lowering taxes? Since we have a list over here, I don't know which one would be closest to your choice. Because we have illegal immigration. Yeah, thank you. And we have illegal immigration, K-12 education, abortion, housing and property insurance costs, crime and public safety, traffic and congestion, overdevelopment, hurricane and flooding preparation, or inflation and cost of things like gas and groceries.
So this isn't a presidential election poll. This is a local one. So it's probably statewide since it's hurricane. It could even be town. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them was something about housing costs or something like that.
Housing and property insurance costs.
Oh, this is definitely a state poll then. I'm going to guess this is a Republican Party state poll. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Thank you very much. You will now be in a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate so as well. The first one is Donald Trump.
Outstanding opinion.
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very...
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
I believe it's abusive what they're doing to him.
Mm-hmm. So how would you record your answer?
That he should not be running for office because he would not be the CEO, president, or owner of any business in this country, but somehow he is president.
And based on the scale, how should I record your answer? Very favorable, so
whatever
favorable.
The least
very
whatever
unfavorable.
The least favorable is. Yes.
Thank you. Then we have Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, the remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Is it increasing teachers'
pay? Private schools.
Well, we still have a few questions. Yes. From the following list.
I'd like to see if I can get the answers before you give them to me.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the choices.
Thank you. We have increasing teacher pay, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing school choice options, improving the academic rating of schools, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, or reducing class sizes?
School choice.
Increasing school choice options.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. First, we have your
if
local...
If any of them have the word union in them, it's going to be unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Oh, okay. We're going to go through the list. First we have your local PTA or PTO.
Favorable.
And is that very favorable or just somewhat?
That's favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat. I didn't hear this somewhat from
them. Thank you. Now we have private schools.
Very favorable.
Teachers.
Somewhat favorable.
And then we have traditional public schools.
Unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have teachers' unions.
What's lower than very unfavorable?
We just have very unfavorable here.
Okay. A very strong, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have charter schools.
Somewhat favorable.
Your county school board.
Somewhat unfavorable.
And Moms for Liberty.
Oh, interesting. Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood I'm sorry. How would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
They're very good.
And between good and excellent, which one?
Closer to good.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in the in educational issues facing my community, or although they are not...
higher than that.
Would that be your answer? We still have a few more options in here.
Yes, that'd be my answer, unless there's something higher than that.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income, or we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
The second one is completely untrue, so I will go with the first one.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, as you may know,
perfect.
The elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear in on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom and will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities, or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
The first one.
Thank you very much. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or parents have a right
Never.
To criticize. Excuse me?
The last one. Parents have a right to criticize.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, you will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is a candidate who wants to ban the teaching or critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has history of racism and white supremacy.
Does it say anything about the 1619 project?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, that would be part of that. So I would, the question was, would I back a candidate who would like to ban that?
A candidate who wants to ban that, yes.
Yes, critical race theory and, yes, ban.
And would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for that
much
candidate?
More.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
What are my answer choices? If I would if I would vote for them, or if I'd approve them, or I support them?
Yes. How much likely?
Yes, all of the above.
Much more likely,
highly
or
likely.
Somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Much more likely.
A candidate
are you doing
who
this
supports...
from home right now? I heard birds in the background.
Yes. We're working from home for now. Yeah.
Oh, well, it sounds beautiful where you are.
Thank you. Now, a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as...
Highly support. The,
so much more likely to...
candidate that... Yes.
Thank you. Right. Now, a candidate who supports putting uninformed police officers in every school in Florida? Uniforms, I'm sorry. uniforms.
Oh, that's okay. That's yeah. Both.
Yeah. And is that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
I support that. Highly support.
Much more likely to vote for that candidate or somewhat more?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
I support, highly support.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents, regardless of their income or zip code.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members only could only serve 2 terms of or 8 years.
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Thank you. And finally, we have a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Highly dislike. Very unlikely. Highly
much
unlikely.
Less likely? Okay. Thank you.
That's it.
Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Now, how long have you lived
Sorry,
in
Florida? I'm going to be difficult on this.
Okay. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less?
21 years.
More than 20 years? Or okay, thank you.
Yes,
now, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Catholic in my political beliefs. Not a choice, is it?
No.
How about is there a no answer? I don't consider myself any of those. Common sense.
Okay, we'll move on. Now, what is the last grade of foremost education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with a bachelor's or whatever the other part was that you said.
Thank you. And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
Not that
yes?
I know of.
Okay.
Not that I know of, no.
No possibly, children or grandchildren?
Biologically, it's possible, but I don't know. No.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week, not
daily.
Frequently. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
I have 2 questions for you.
Yes. Go ahead.
Sure. One, do you solely work for this polling company, or do you do other things besides this? Is this like a part-time job, or is this a full-time job?
It is a part-time job for me.
You're very good at it, by the way.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank
you're,
you.
You're very, very good at it. And I
thank
imagine you.
You
don't get many people to respond to the polls. Would that be correct?
Yes. Yes.
You probably have a lot of people that hang up.
Yes, a lot.
Okay. What percentage, and if you don't know it, it's fine. What do you know approximately what percentage of the calls that you make end up being ones that answer all of the questions to the end?
I cannot tell you that changes
like
project
0 to 10%,
for project.
10% 10 to 20. Okay.
Yeah,
what about for that's like a political based one that's being funded by Moms for Liberty?
Well, I am not sure. I cannot tell you because it
but
changes.
You have more people don't do it than do it, I imagine.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope I made you laugh at least once or twice today.
Yeah, and you did.
Thank you very much. You're successful in what you're doing.
Thank you. You're welcome. You too.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless.
Bye.